You're listening to SBS News.
The Ways of Thinking, Ways of Doing program was designed to improve cultural respect for Aboriginal people seeking health care. But questions over the effectiveness of the program have arisen after new research shows it's not making much of a difference. Rheumatic Heart Disease Australia's senior cultural advisor, Vicky Wade, who was involved in the study, says cultural respect for Indigenous patients is of utmost importance to closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Aboriginal people in healthcare.
If we could get practices to improve cultural safety, cultural competence, then more 715s will be done, and this is an adult health check where we look at measuring blood pressures, we look at measuring people's cholesterol and that, so risk factors. So ideally, if you improve cultural competence, well, you should improve health outcomes.
The Ways of Thinking, Ways of Doing program aims to improve cross-cultural relationships by providing a toolkit of 10 scenarios illustrating cross-cultural behaviours in clinical practice, as well as running a half-day workshop and providing a cultural mentor for clinical staff. The program was run in 28 clinical practices over a 12-month period, and the results were compared to 28 control practices where ways of thinking, ways of doing had not been introduced. After 12 months, the researchers found that there was no statistically significant difference between the two groups in the number of Indigenous health checks being conducted, nor were the answers in a cultural capacity questionnaire particularly different. But Ms. Wade says although the results were disappointing, this doesn't necessarily mean the program is a failure. Ms. Wade says while she was involved with supporting the cultural mentors in the program, she was seeing them become more confident in their abilities. And that, she says, is just one of the stories behind the research data that doesn't get shown in the final assessment.
When we brought them together and throughout the course of the research study, they came together three times. And every time I could see their confidence growing. It was fantastic. So that Aboriginal leadership, the cultural sort of knowledge that they gained was great. And that's a winner in itself.
The majority of clinics in the study were registered for the federal government's Indigenous Health Incentive, which provides funding to general practices to help tackle chronic diseases in Indigenous communities. Indigenous health outreach worker Philip Orcher says the results of the study don't just show the gaps in the Ways of Thinking, Ways of Doing program, they show where the gaps are for primary health networks in engaging Aboriginal people.
Although the results of the evaluations were not so much dire, but they didn't change all that much, I think we need to look at it in a positive frame, and that the general practice sector doesn't really know how to engage or apply a 715, and the accreditation processes could be changed a lot more, and I think there's some great opportunity for that to be restructured and reevaluated themselves internally and how that's delivered to the general practice.
Mr. Orcher says the study also presents an opportunity for the Aboriginal community-controlled health sector to step up and guide primary health networks in conducting Aboriginal health checks and informing the registration process for the Indigenous Health Incentive.
I look at it as an opportunity for these evaluations to reinforce the fact that things need to be Aboriginal-led and community-owned and community-driven, so it would really be a positive for the Aboriginal health sector to drive that accreditation within general practice.
University of New South Wales Professor Teng Liao led the evaluation of the program, and he says perhaps 12 months was too short a time frame to decide whether the program is making a difference. He says rather than see this as a failure, his team will now look at the qualitative data, which is the personal experiences of those involved, because the practical concepts they used to determine success may not have been the most appropriate outcome measures. Professor Liao says the basis of the Ways of Thinking, Ways of Doing program could be useful for training doctors to address the needs of patients from various backgrounds if the experiences of those in the existing study are shown to be positive.
The principles underlying the cross-cultural, we undertook is basically to make the practices comfortable with dealing with cultural diversity, that it's not just Aboriginal people that we're targeting. It's also everybody that's ethnically different. So it is essentially a first step of a broader cross-cultural program.
Regardless of this program's success, Ms. Wade says it's incredibly important to keep working at cross-cultural relationships in health so Aboriginal people can feel safe when visiting the doctor.
You need to know everything about your patient, and not just that patient's come in that's got high blood pressure, but that high blood pressure is living in a body, and that body has culture, and that body has either access to affordable medications or the right community resources.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.